Chapter 15, Part 2, The Impurities of the Heart. In this chapter, we would like to look at the last part of Chapter 15 of the Tao Te Ching. Who can purify into peace the impurities of his heart? Who can be born gradually into Tao by a prolonged practice of calm? He who retains Tao does not wish to be full. Precisely because he is not full, he is forever secure against change. Here are two very important questions, and they need to be answered in detail. The five aspects, the five states that determine and manifest the nature of the soul are the blood, the endocrine fluid, the consciousness fluid, the nerve fluid, the serpent fire. These are the five life lights, or the five universal forces from which the soul arises and from which the consciousness is to be explained. These five soul forces determine our sensory perception, and they combine to form one unit. However, one of the soul lights plays a particularly prominent role, and that is the blood, which determines the other four. The quality of the blood is manifested in two distinct respiratory processes, one in the head sanctuary and one in the heart sanctuary. The respiration which takes place via the brain's magnetic system is determined by the person's soul quality. The respiration which takes place via the heart sanctuary is the gateway to the soul. The heart respires via the ordinary breathing apparatus of the lungs, but also via the sternum, and the respiration of the sternum too functions magnetically. So there are two magnetic respiratory systems, one which works via the brain and one which functions via the sternum. In between the two is the ordinary respiratory system, which operates via the nose and enables us to absorb forces from the atmosphere. For the sake of completeness, we should also mention that the whole body respires as a result of this twofold magnetic system, absorbing astral fluid via the liver and ethers via the spleen. The brain's magnetic system functions automatically, although it can be influenced by the will. However, the modern spiritual school advises strongly against this, because to try it would be to set foot on the slippery slope of occultism. Instead, the pupil is advised to influence the magnetic system of the sternum, not by means of the will, but with the boundless desire for salvation that has arisen in him as a result of insight and experience. So now we can see the significance of the question: who can purify into peace the impurities of his heart? All desires are radiated by the sternum, and all reactions to them are absorbed by the sternum. So the sternum is like an open book. Everything that enters your system in this way determines the nature and vibratory level of your blood, and the state of your blood at this moment regulates what is assimilated by the magnetic system of the brain, as well as the quality of the other life lights. All this in turn causes the magnetic flames of desire to emanate from the sternum. So now you can see why there are so many impurities in the heart sanctuary, and how they spread from there throughout the human system and out into the external environment. True peace, genuine tranquility of the soul, is the distinguishing feature of the new human being, but it is impossible as long as the sternum is controlled by all those ordinary emotions that characterize the dialectical state of life. The fivefold soul of the dialectical human being is never at rest because of its very nature. The fundamental restlessness of the dialectical universe, the hostility of nature, anxiety, worry and fear, joy and sorrow, the struggle for existence. These things race through the soul in quick succession. They constitute the nature of the soul. That is why the soul needs tranquility. It needs equilibrium, stillness. Everyone yearns for these things because tranquility of soul is health-giving. The constant restlessness of the soul is the cause of illness and death, and of every regretted deed in our lives. He who finds tranquility finds health. Do you now understand why people talk about care of the soul and why they have devised so many methods of soul care? People will do anything and everything to attain inner peace, to forget about their troubles for a while. And when they can't find actual healing for their souls, because it is not to be had, they seek stimulants. Alas, laments the soul, who can be born gradually into Tao by a prolonged practice of calm. A temple service you find interesting is a stimulant for you, and you could call a sequence of such stimulants soul care. But that is not the kind of soul care we want to give you, for that kind of soul care will not lead to healing, but only to a temporary forgetting of your troubles, because the turbulent magnetic blaze of the sternum is a fact. After you have gone out of the temple and are left to yourself again, in the midst of your ordinary interaction with other people, it will not be long before your state of being reasserts itself and restlessness surges through your being with renewed vigor, setting you on fire with its tongues of flame. Oh, who can purify into peace the impurities of his heart? Anxiety, worry, and fear are your companions, and Lao Tzu projects you right into the midst of your problems. So it is not distractions you need or other people to care for your soul. What you need is to become your own soul guardian. You need to open your soul to the gnosis. Now you can try to do this with your will, but that will be forcing things, which is no use at all. With your will, you can influence your sternum's magnetic radiation in an artificial way momentarily, so that you can send out an artificial vibration to the gnosis. However, the gnosis is not able to respond to such artificial vibrations, and they always have a disharmonious effect. Moreover, the response that does come is always an imitation, as one soon discovers. The way to empty your heart of impurities is by no longer desiring them, without any action of the will. This is only possible from experience, from the defeat of the soul, so that one is emptied of natural impulses whilst knowing that there is only one power that can comfort the soul. Then the rosebud sends out a call via the sternum, the call of yearning for salvation. And in response, a powerful current of the gnosis surges into your being, and by it, you are purified into peace, into stillness. Then the tranquility of soul, for which you yearn so much, will become a reality, and the result will be a total purification of the blood. All the other lifelights will then be compelled to follow suit. And with this tranquility of soul as a foundation, transfiguration will begin, and the golden wedding garment will be woven. In this way, peace descends on the child of man, the peace that comes from the gnosis, and he knows the meaning of the words in Psalm 16, "Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. No harm can befall you." This process is the only real solution to your problems. Because of your experience and your yearning for salvation, it will be impossible for your heart to be full of dialectical impurities or earthly desires. The current of the gnosis will touch you, and in this way, you will retain Tao and be born into omnipresence. It will not leave you, even in hell. If, out of inner need, you distance yourself from the nature of death and focus your whole being on the gnosis, the purity of your heart will always safeguard itself from change. You will live in perfect tranquility of soul, whether in the temple or outside it, and you will enter the stillness, the silence, the great calm. In the times drawing near, you will need this state of being very much indeed, if you want to avoid being drawn into the fierce turmoil of the nature of death. Only with tranquility of soul will you be able to navigate the sea of life and reach your home in the land of the Father.